Manx Radio Saturday Live Lounge with Christy De Haven.
That is Divorce. It's called Antarctica. We played that as a third song a few months back now. They're from Nottingham. And the reason I'm playing that is because of my studio guest. So we have Joe Martin with us. And Joe has sort of a background in, I want to say, sort of Americana alt country storytelling, singer-songwriter. Joe, you also call yourself something of a modern-day troubadour, which I love. So tell me what you mean by that.
Well, I'm very much just like a rambling solo singer-songwriter, all about the lyrics, all about the storytelling. And I don't know, there's just something quite romantic about that idea of a troubadour just roaming around with me and my guitar in my car.
It is romantic. There's something very sort of throwback about it, isn't there?
It is a bit. I mean, it sounds romantic. Sometimes the reality isn't as romantic, but, you know, it swings and roundabouts.
Well, I will ask you, before we find out more about yourself, I played that, Divorce, because I thought you might find it interesting. What did you make of it?
I absolutely loved it. Mm. Some really nice chord changes, really interesting sounds playing together as well. And you don't hear many records like that these days, so it sounded quite fresh, actually.
Yeah. And that's the thing, you don't hear much music like that anymore. Yeah. And it is still out there, but we were chatting off air about the fact that I think perhaps it doesn't get the exposure that it could do.
Absolutely.
It sort of gets lost nowadays, doesn't it? Because there is so much music out there with streaming and everything. So I suppose it begs the question with regards to yourself, you know, sort of how did you get into this genre and into this style?
Well, I've been playing music all my life. Picked up the guitar when I was early teens, and just my dad taught me a few chords and then set me off on my way. And I was kind of playing a lot of folk stuff in the early days, just finding my feet. And then I discovered country music through a show called Nashville, which some of your listeners may remember. I think it came out in 2013, was the first season of that. And for whatever reason, it just clicked. And I was like, I love this genre. I love the storytelling side of it and everything. And then I just went down the country rabbit hole and started discovering more and more artists. And then I'm still doing it today. So that's kind of the very brief
And now
story.
Contributing to the whole scene, because, I mean, your music has taken you to Nashville.
Yeah, it's kind of gone full circle in a weird way, because, I mean, that show came out in 2013. I was watching it every week, and there was a venue on the show called the Bluebird Cafe. Now, some country fans might have heard of the Bluebird Cafe, but it's just a small little venue, a little hole in the wall in Nashville. But people like Taylor Swift, Garth Brooks have been discovered there. But the show Nashville really put it on the map, and it gets a lot of tourists going there and that kind of thing. So I was watching the Bluebird Cafe every week on the show. And then a friend of mine in Nashville, my only contact there, Terry Calderon, she's called, she dropped in a demo tape of mine to the Bluebird, and I got this email 6 months later out of the blue from this guy called Rob saying, we've listened to your demo tape, if you're ever in Nashville we'd love you to play the Bluebird.
No way.
And I was like, I thought this was a scam, so I was just literally about to delete the email. And then I was like, no, I remember giving my demo tape to Terry. So I messaged Terry and I was like, Terry, did you hand in that CD? And she said, yeah, I did. I said, this guy called Rob has emailed me. She's like, yeah, Rob, yeah, he runs the Bluebird. I was like, what is going on? So booked a flight straight away and went out there, and I played the Bluebird Cafe, which I've been watching on this show for years, you know. So it was a really
nice...
Oh, that
must have been so emotional.
It was really emotional, yeah.
And how were you received?
Yeah, pretty well, I think. There were several artists on. It was like everyone got a few songs each. So it wasn't like my night or anything like that, but it was just such an honour to be there. I got a little quote in the New York Times from a guy that was passing through, and... Yeah, I met some great people there and co-writer with a few people I met that night. And I mean, it's just one of those memories that will stay with me forever.
So. That is extraordinary, it really is. And especially like a review, I'm going to call it, not a quote. You got a review in the New York Times, which is brilliant. Yeah. I think you sent me something, just seeing it. So it says, the night I was at the Bluebird, a young Englishman with a rich, resonant voice named Joe Martin seemed primed for bigger things. That's so cool. And quite rightly on your website, as it should be. Well, listen, in case people missed it last week, I think what we should do is introduce your sound, essentially. So we're going to put Empty Passenger Seats on. Is there anything you want to say about it before we play it for the people?
Sure. This is the title track of my debut album. Empty Passenger Seat.
And it is Joe Martin.
Big city lights are shining down on me, different ones than yesterday. And although they don't spell my name, and know that they will someday. Drinking all the backstage beer, trying to drown out your tears. Man, it's been a long time since I've been home. God, it feels like years. Forgive me for my confusion. I got sold a rock and roll delusion. Now it's taking its toll. It's catching up with me. Got my foot to the floor, going nowhere fast. Don't see how I can make this last. Was convinced that my life would be complete beside an empty passenger seat. Beside an empty passenger seat. Singing in the rain. String your magic 45. Sneak side nerves make me feel alive. But I think of you to try and keep me sane. Oh, forgive me for my confusion. I got sold a rock and roll illusion. Now it's taking its toll. Sold a rock and roll delusion. Now it's taking its toll and it's catching up with me. Got my foot to the floor, going nowhere fast. Don't see what can make this last. Now I know that my life won't be complete beside an empty passage to see.
A good single. It is from the album of Joe Martin, who is in the studio with us. That is Empty Passenger Seats. So, Joe, I do have to ask, what brings you to the Isle of Man? Because you've been here since April. You're not from here. You're not from here. So I don't mean that in a, you know, I'm not trying to get rid of you.
I'm a newcomer.
You're a newcomer. So what brought you to the Isle of Man?
I just wanted to try island life for a while. I don't know. I just wanted to try something different. I was getting a little bit jaded with the UK, a little bit disillusioned. And I thought, well, you know, I could move anywhere. Like, where should I go? I mean, I'm from Lancashire originally, so it actually isn't that far. You know, it's like half an hour flight or a couple of hour ferry. You know, it's not too bad. And I just thought I'd give it a shot and see what it was like. It's kind of what I really like about it is it feels like home in the sense it's kind of like got a Lake District feel.
Yes.
But then it's got the lovely beaches and it's like Devon, Cornwall feel as well, all in one. And I actually like how you can get around the island so quickly. Because I'm used to travelling several hours stuck in traffic on the motorways going to gigs down south and stuff. So it's just nice to be able to just
like... You see, we forget that sometimes when we live here, how lucky we are. And you say get to gigs. You've not been short of gigs since you've got here. And in fact, your first gig, which was at the Laxey Institute, that is not a tiny venue. How did it go, Joe?
It went really well. Yeah, I don't think it could have gone much better, to be honest. Yeah, we sold it out. Sam Bowman from Live Roots Music did a fantastic job promoting that. And it was just such a great night. The crowd were really receptive. I got such a warm welcome. Yeah, I couldn't have asked for it to go any better.
I mean, that is brilliant. When you think, you know, you'd only just moved here. People didn't yet quite know you, you know. So some people may have heard of, obviously, of your music. But
yeah, I'm in
the
shock.
Idea that's that you can sell out the Institute, that just, yeah.
It's
so
incredible.
I think we have welcomed you quite obviously with
I
open
feel
arms.
Very welcome. Yeah. I'm very loved.
Because
yes.
I think there's definitely an appreciation over here, which you've now experienced
mm-hmm.
for
totally.
Real music.
Absolutely.
You know, original music is supported. Singer-songwriters very much supported. So, you know, I think hopefully it'll feel like sort of like a home from home for you here.
For sure. I'm just really surprised, like, the strength of the music scene here. It's thriving, you know. It's just so nice.
Yeah.
Everyone's, like, still wanted to go out and be part of it, and it's, like, feels like a real community. I love it.
And did it feel different to play? Because obviously you had a sold-out crowd, which is great, but they do say audiences are different all over the place, so did it feel like a different kind of reception?
I don't know. I think I was a little bit apprehensive because it's, like, first show and it's sold out and it's, like, felt like a bit of pressure, but... I quite enjoyed it because it gave me a blank, like a clean slate to write a set list. I wanted to just give people an introduction to my music that I've been writing over the past decade, you know. So I started right back in 2014 with like the last surviving song in my set from back then, and worked all the way up to like the brand new material that's going to go on the next album and everything in between. So it's actually quite nice. And hopefully I took the audience on a journey and told them a lot of stories about Nashville and going out to the States and things like that. So... yeah, it was just a lot of fun.
You do have some amazing stories, and considering, you know, you are essentially really early on in your career, and already you've got this like incredible backlog of stories. And obviously we've been talking about the fact that you're more on the sort of folk country scene, I suppose, really, mm-hmm. with your style. Where did that come from? You mentioned that, you know, dad's a musician, has played. So where did your sort of love of all this music come from? Was it through that?
Yeah, parents definitely had an influence. You know, I grew up listening to like 60s and 70s sort of stuff. So I was always like the black sheep in my friend group that were listening to like modern stuff or whatever. And I was listening to really old school stuff. But I don't really know. Like, you're just drawn to things, aren't you? And I loved like Simon and Garfunkel and like Eagles. And like, I love harmony stuff. So mm-hmm. we're talking about Civil Wars before. Big influence on me. I love the harmony stuff, and then I love the storytelling stuff and stuff that just feels real, you know, like it's from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
But what I really like about country is that it's not trying to be anything fancy either. It's not like crazy poetry. It's just very simple language that paints a really vivid picture. So I call it layman's poetry. It's just like your everyday average thing that everyone can relate to. But it's sung in such a way that it can just be really, it just taps into something really powerful.
That, but as a result, though, that actually makes it really difficult to get right, doesn't it?
It actually does, yeah. It takes a lot of attempts at writing songs over and over again to start getting close to, you know.
To really get that nugget.
Yeah, you never reach that perfect song, but you're always... trying to.
Quite right too. Well, someone you do admire is Bob Dylan, and I think your dad likes Bob as well, doesn't he?
Yeah, so. My dad's a big Bob Dylan fan, and that's rubbed off on me. I feel like he's kind of one of those artists that's like Marmite. You either love him or you hate him, right?
Yeah.
And I do love him, especially his early stuff. So, yeah.
Well, let's get Tangled Up in Blue on for you and for your dad as well, and everyone else who loves a bit of Bob. And then we'll hear some more music from Joe, and he's got his guitar, so we're going to get something live shortly as well. There, but that's songwriting. Tangled Up in Blue. Songwriting is something that Joe Martin really does do very well indeed. Crafts his songs and tells stories with his songs. And Joe has his guitar, so we're going to hear a couple of things from him. What are we going to hear first, Joe?
We're going to hear a song off my forthcoming album, which is called Coal Town. I wrote it, I think, last year after I watched this documentary film about these towns in Midwest America where all the industries left the town, and the sort of second and third generation of people unemployed, they're getting told about how great the town used to be by their parents and grandparents, that kind of thing, and they're wondering whether they should just leave or stay. So we got a lot of towns like that over here as well and everywhere, so I think it's quite relatable, really. So yeah, that's what it's about, and
Excellent.
It's called Coal Town.
Joe Martin, take it away.
Forget the ghosts, there's people still alive here to remember what they had and who they used
used to be. Well, I'm a third generation, worn down and forgotten, grandson of a redundant employee. They let it die, but not on my watch. Turned out the lights as they were punching out the clocks. Oh, is it too far gone to turn this place around? 'Cause I ain't leaving this old coal town. A skill was a job you had for your whole life, kinda like a husband and a wife. But when data's a new oil and code is a new craft, no wonder things that were built to stay were never meant to last. They let it die, but not on my watch. Turned out the lights as they were punching out the clocks. Oh, is it too far gone to turn this place around? 'Cause I ain't leaving this old coal town. Now the grass is growing through the cracks, and the wind is screaming through the broken glass. Oh, machines that hum and echo through the past, with memories that seem to fade too fast. They let it die, but not on my watch. Turned out the lights as they were punching out the clocks. Oh, is it too far gone? Turn this place around. 'Cause I ain't leaving this old coal town. I won't abandon my hometown. No, I ain't leaving this old coal town.
Oh my goodness. I mean, it's all right, that. Joe, that was incredible. Joe Martin playing live in the studio. We're going to chat more to Joe after this next song, so don't go away. Get some Looking Glass on for you. This is Brandy. Gorgeous song, Looking Glass and Brandy. We're feeling a bit nostalgic in the studio today. Some excellent music coming at your ears. We've got Joe Martin with us playing live. You might have seen Joe at the Laxey Institute earlier this year at his sold-out show, we should say, and yet he's only been on the island since April. So we were just chatting off air, Joe, about how you definitely feel like you've been welcomed with open arms over here, don't you?
Absolutely. It's already starting to feel like home.
Oh, yeah. I'm so glad to hear it. But you can't get too comfy, because that song we just heard, as you mentioned, is from your new album. Not recording it here, are you?
No. So I've been keeping this under wraps because it still doesn't feel quite real yet. But I'm going out to Nashville to record the next album, which has been a lifelong dream of mine. And not only that, I'm recording it with some incredible names in the country music world. Cal Campbell, son of Glenn Campbell.
Unbelievable.
And Cornelius Webb, son of Jimmy Webb, who are still good friends, which is lovely. And I ended up meeting Cornelius slash Goose. Everyone calls him Goose.
Goose.
I ended up meeting him in a bar when I was out there in July. And we, you know, had a few drinks and things got silly. I challenged him to a push-up competition outside on the street.
As you do.
And the next day he took me to Cal's place, which was it's Glenn's old house and his studio's there. And I was just walking around with my jaw on the floor, you know, like, it's just incredible. And then I just said to Cal, like, is this a commercial space? Like, do you have people in here recording? He said, yeah. So I just said, well, I'm thinking of cutting my next album out here. You know, do you want to help me with it? And he said, yeah, absolutely. So,
wow.
It's, yeah. So I've booked my, literally yesterday, I booked my flight, and I'm going to be doing a pre-order campaign in the next couple of weeks for anyone that wants to help, like, support. But by supporting, they'll be basically pre-ordering a copy of the album, whether it be a CD or a vinyl, whatever. So all this is to be announced imminently.
So we've had something of an exclusive. We love an exclusive
absolutely,
in the live lounge.
Yeah. like I said to you, it's like until I'm actually in the studio recording, it's still going to not going to feel quite
real. I mean, that is music royalty, not just country music royalty. Glen Campbell was one of the finest songwriters of all time. And Wichita Lyman, I mean, it's so many songs.
One of my heroes, honestly.
Incredible. And I don't know much about his son. Does Cal write as well? I mean,
he does. Yeah. I mean, he's a great artist and writer in his own right. He played me, both him and Goose played me their music, and I was blown away by it. So I'm like, these guys know what they're doing. They've got good ears for it. So I think I'm in safe hands, really.
Wow. Are you nervous at all? Or are you just excited?
Absolutely. I mean, both. I'm so excited, but I am pretty damn nervous. I mean, Cal's sourcing some great session players as well, and I completely trust him to do that. So I'll be the weakest link in the room.
Because
we're going to be hopefully recording it all together live, capturing as much of it live as possible. So if there's any double, triple takes, I'll be putting my hand up. Sorry, that was my fault. You know,
I think you could probably put that down to nerves if there are any. Before that, obviously, you've got lots of gigs coming up here as well on the island, and you've got a bit of a special one at the Centenary Centre coming up.
That's right, and I just found out yesterday that it's sold out.
Of course it is.
Which is crazy. David and Sam have done such a great job promoting that as well. So it's going to be a really fun night. That's at the Centenary on the 9th of August.
Next week,
so
yeah.
It's next week.
Yeah.
Week
and
today.
It's a bit of a theme to the show.
Yes, yeah. So I'm celebrating 50 years of James Taylor, who again is one of my songwriting heroes. So yeah. It's going to be nice. Yeah.
You have good taste, let's put it that way. Well, you've got your guitar, so I mean, it'd be rude not to play a bit of James Taylor.
Absolutely.
Are you up for that?
100%, yeah.
Okay, what are you going to play for us, and why have you chosen this one?
So this is, I mean, one of the most iconic James Taylor songs, although Carole King wrote this for him. Well, you know, she released it too, but she let him have it first. So this is You Got a Friend.
Excellent. Joe Martin, take it away.
You're down in trouble and you need a helping hand, and nothing, oh, nothing is going right. Just close your eyes and think of me, and soon I'll be there to brighten up even your darkest nights. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. It's winter, spring, summer, or fall now. All you got to do is call now, and I'll be there, yes, I'll be there. You got a friend. You got a friend. When the sky above you should turn dark and full of cloud, and that old north wind should begin to blow, just keep your head together and call my name out loud now, and soon I will be knocking upon your door. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Oh, it's winter, spring, summer, or fall now. All you got to do is call now, and I'll be there, yes, I'll be there. Ain't it good to know that you got a friend? People can be so cold, they'll hurt you, and
they'll desert you. They'll take your soul if you let them. Don't you let them. If you just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running just as fast as I can to see you. Don't you know about winter, spring, summer, or fall? Baby, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there. Yes, I'll be there. You got a friend. You got a friend. Ain't it good to know? You got a friend. Ain't it good to know?
James would be proud of that. That was absolutely glorious. And there's lots more James Taylor going to be played in the Centenary Centre next Saturday. Sold out now. Unfortunately, you've missed the boat. We need to get our tickets earlier for these gigs. That is Joe Martin performing James live in the studio, heading off to Nashville to record your next album. It's all going off, but then you do have some more gigs coming up here on the Isle of Man, don't you?
I do. Well, I'm hoping now, because I've got a run over in the UK in September and then Nashville, and then I'm away in winter, so it will be next year. I'm hoping to do a songwriters round and get some folks over to the island that I've worked with over the past
Fantastic.
10 years and stuff like that. But Live Roots Music Isle of Man has gigs in September 12th to the 14th, I think, with Katie Nichols and April Moon. So if you just go to the Live Roots Music Isle of Man Facebook page, you'll see everything that's going on.
Excellent. Joe, it's been an absolute pleasure. I mean, you're so talented. In the next hour, we are going to have another one of your songs, which is a really special song. We talked about, you know, sort of your songwriting and where it comes from, absolutely from the heart. And we're going to hear Born to Die Young a little bit later. Tell us a little bit about it, because I know you've got to head off.
So it's kind of, I'm a very observational writer, so normally I'm looking at other people's situations, but this is a story that kind of happened to me. A guy I met in Nashville in 2016, a guy called Jackson Odell, and it was the craziest 2 weeks of my life. I went out to LA with him and we wrote this song together that was like gonna, like, he told me he'd pitched to the Nashville TV show and all this stuff. Turns out none of it was true. It was crazy. Nothing like that had ever happened to me before. I was just extremely naive and had no reason to not believe this story anyway. And then, like, he obviously had a lot of troubles, this guy. He was so talented. Honestly, I've met a lot of singer-songwriters, like, over the years, and he was the most talented, like, singer-songwriter, wow, guitarist, everything. Anyway, he sadly passed away a few years back, you know, got involved with the wrong crowd and, you know, drugs and one thing and another. So, but even though we sort of separated on bad terms, he introduced me to a lot of the music that I still listen to today and that has influenced me as well. So one of the songs on the album, Smoking and Crying, was the only song that isn't mine. That's his song.
Oh, wow.
Which I absolutely love. So I wanted to put that on there as a tribute to him, and then this song as well as a tribute to him. So,
well, we will hear that just after the news. Thank you so much for telling us that story. Very, very special as well. Let people know how they find you online then. If they didn't manage to get a ticket for next week, how do they find you online, Joe?
So everywhere it's just Joe Martin Music on all the socials, and my website is joemartinmusic.com. Like I said, I've got this album pre-order coming out soon. So, you know, keep your eyes on the socials and the website to see what's happening there.
And you're doing vinyl. Yay!
Yeah, first time. I'm excited.
Love a bit of vinyl. So yeah. Exciting. Keep us posted on what's coming up next for you. Obviously, we'll hear that single in the next hour of the show. So don't go anywhere. Lots more stuff coming up in the next hour as well after the news.
Manx Radio Saturday Live Lounge with Christy De Haven.